Today is 3rd of May. I was on the road for about a week. I traveled around the frontline regions, learned how press soldiers and officers work, how can they be helped, and how to make their very difficult work a little bit easier. The trip was hard, but even near the front line, there were a few bright moments. To begin with, I managed to meet my own uncle, my mother's brother. He and I always get along well with each other. We generally have a lot in common. We both love rock and roll and good books, and emotionally, we are very close. The last time I saw my uncle was a few days before the war. We then made plans for a spring, planned for what concerts he could come to Kyiv. But now there are no concerts in Kyiv and no one goes here to relax. I came to my uncle only for 20 minutes. There was no more time anymore. He lives in a small private house, which from time to time is shaken by explosions thundering nearby. But my uncle and his children and even their cat are used to it. No one hides in the cellar or runs into the corridor. The war has become part of the daily life of millions of people in Ukraine. But it does not mean at all that people have lost their optimism, become gloomy, and have forgotten how to smile. Of course, now Ukraine is going through very difficult times, moreover, one of the most difficult in the history of the state. But the nation is alive. People do not lose the ability not only to mourn, but also to rejoice. Already in Donetsk region, in a trench on the defense line of the Ukrainian army, I suddenly stumbled upon a guy who was listening to my radio show before the war. He was glad to see me like an old friend, like a close relative. He smiled and laughed, not paying any attention to the exploding shells and the tanks darting around. He began to remember some jokes I said on the air, to tell what he thinks about other presenters of the radio where I worked. He asked me to say a few kind words on the phone camera for his parents, who, according to this guy, also loved my show very much. It was a very strange experience. Both of us, with rifles and in body armor, in the middle of the field, pitted with the trenches and perforated by shells, stand and discuss a radio show from the old pre-war period. In the 2 months that have passed since I joined the army, I have already forgotten how to identify myself as a journalist or as a radio host. But for people, I still remained the guy at the microphone, even if now I changed the microphone to a rifle. To be honest, I never imagined that I would serve in the army, sit in a trench, and wait for an order to be transferred to a combat unit. There was simply no place for all this in my picture of the world. But the transformation from a peaceful person to a soldier was quite easy for me. I do not experience the slightest mental discomfort because of it. I hope that the reverse transformation into a civilian will also be easy for me.